Day 308, or November the 4th. Are you willing to obey? Our thoughts today come from Acts chapter 9, verse 11. The Lord told Ananias, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street, and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. The risen Christ confronts Saul of Tarsus, who was a key figure in the death of Stephen, who became the first Christian martyr. On his way to persecute believers in Damascus, Saul is stopped in his tracks and his life is turned around for the good. Ananias plays an important part in his conversion as he bravely visits Saul in a house on the street named Straight. "I have visited this street in Damascus, which runs through an indoor market and which seems to have changed very little in 2,000 years. I can still smell the spices on the market stalls, even as I read this." Meanwhile, Peter takes a giant step for a Jew as he acknowledges that Gentiles are acceptable too. And now, today's action step. I love the way Ananias feels he has to warn God that what he's asking him to do is dangerous, as if God doesn't know. Following our verse for today, if you read a couple more verses, verses 13 and 14, they remind us, "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem, and he is authorized by the leading priests to arrest everyone who calls upon your name." Of course, the difference between Ananias and many of us is that he questioned God and then obeys. Too often we question God and feel we have done enough to stubbornly avoid obeying. Stubbornness is all too often a stumbling block that stunts our development in Christ. Are you going to harden your heart like in Psalm 95 verse 8 and Hebrews 3:15? Or will you emulate Ananias and, despite some reservations, obey and grow?